You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Boy, it wasn't so long ago that the name Barack Obama was synonymous with the phrase inevitability or the term inevitability in electoral politics. But that is no longer the case because something very big is shifting in the American electorate, at least if you look at the latest New York Times CBS News poll. A short month ago, 51% of Democratic primary voters, or 69% of Democratic primary voters said Barack Obama would win the Democratic nomination today. It's 51% in the latest poll. Joining us to talk about the numbers in this latest snapshot of the American electorate from CBS News and the New York Times is the Times' own Janet Elder. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
What happened? And when did you take this poll?
Well, we decided to go into the field and take a look after the Pennsylvania primary at what was happening to the Democratic Party, not realizing, of course, that there would be this eruption over the Reverend Wright's remark. So we just happened to be in the field while all of that was going on. And what we found was that Barack Obama had suffered quite a bit as a result of those remarks. And we can't forget about Hillary Clinton's solid victory in Pennsylvania. I'm sure that added to all of this.
One of the things that's curious about the poll result here is that while Barack Obama seems to have joined the pack, he no longer is sort of different from the other two candidates. He seems to have acquired a kind of human quality of fallibility that he didn't have before. He was more of a movement, it seemed to me, that people had a lot of emotional sort of stake in. He's kind of in a dead heat with Hillary Clinton. But Hillary and John McCain haven't particularly gained much in this period that you've been measuring Democrats and Republicans.
That's exactly right. Barack Obama's loss was not Hillary Clinton's gain, necessarily.
What does that mean?
It means that their voters in this primary season, this protracted contest, look more like general election voters than they do like primary voters. It's gone on so long, the loyalties have really had a chance to cement, and the voters on both sides are really dug in.
And it's going to stay this way, you think?
It is going to, judging by the poll, it's going to stay this way. The voters fully expect, the Democratic primary voters fully expect that the nominee will not be decided until the convention, and there is a lot of resistance to having the party leader step in and try to end it.
So the preference among the people you polled is that it go the distance, in some sense.
In some sense, yeah. Maybe it's more of an acceptance than a preference.
Hmm. Is it, or perhaps even wanting the voters to all have their say? In other words, there are still several contests left between now and June, and not wanting the party leaders to step in would mean that each of the states will continue to go through the process and be meaningful as each candidate tries to march up to the just over 2,000 delegates they need to win the nomination.
That's right. The voters told us that they wanted the process to play out.
It's interesting that they're happy with the process, even though it must be a little frustrating to go from total belief in Barack Obama being the nominee to now it being something of a toss-up. Does this break down in any interesting demographic way, these numbers?
We haven't seen a whole lot of demographic shift, although for reasons that I don't really know the answer to, Senator Clinton seems to have lost some of the support that she had among men in our latest poll. I don't read a whole lot into that. We'll see what happens, you know, as time goes on and we do more polling.
This week, NBC and the Wall Street Journal had a poll, and in some commentary on that last night, Republicans were suggesting that it's possible that these latest poll numbers indicate that Barack Obama has suffered the damage that he's going to suffer from the Jeremiah Wright controversy, and that it's kind of off the table for November if he should be the nominee. What do you think?
You know, I try to stay out of the prediction business because I'm always wrong. But
you know, it doesn't stop me.
It doesn't stop him. And Janet, it's funny that you say that because, of course, we are talking about a snapshot, and that's the only thing that you're proclaiming, right?
That's polling right.
At a particular moment, and this is how people feel. And of course, that means they can also change. We've seen a lot of that in this.
I almost had her nailed.
In this primary season.
She was nailed, and then you gave her the out.
But what the poll did show us is that all three of these candidates have some real vulnerabilities. And, you know, Senator Obama does better than Senator Clinton does on sharing the values of most Americans, and he does better on not being beholden to special interest groups. She and Senator McCain do better than Senator Obama on whether or not they'd be able to wisely handle an international crisis. So they've each got some vulnerabilities moving ahead.
But the big headline is 18% of Democratic voters. It's down 18%, those who think Barack Obama is going to be the nominee, which really turns this campaign from a kind of inevitability sort of wave of change to a sort of down and dirty battle all the way to November, no matter who the nominee is.
That's right.
Very interesting. Janet Elder of the New York Times, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.